Tonight in the Basement Record Library, our guest, author Paul Myers, a wizard, a true star, Todd Rundgren in the studio. So tonight the topic is Todd. Welcome, Paul. Good to have you here.
Hey, good to be here.
And Todd Rundgren, a book about Todd Rundgren in the studio, not just as a recording artist, but as a producer. You see this as a whole unified field.
Yeah, I guess if I could tell you a little bit about how I came to write it, which was I've been a fan of his music and stuff for years, and I on and off, and you know, I was somewhere between those what they Todd is God fans that walk around who completely everything Todd. I'm not quite that way. And at the same time, I was always the guy at the party who'd say, but listen to the Todd thing, or listen to the Todd thing, or the deep cut from something, anything. But then I realized what the best way to explain Todd Rundgren is to look at the body of work as a producer, including his own records. So that's where I dreamed this idea of, like, wouldn't it be great to do an anecdotal history of Todd talking about the records he made with all those artists as well talking. So that's what this is.
Todd's worked with so many people over the years. Give us a quick list.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Just quick.
Okay, really, the short list is he's worked with Grand Funk Railroad, Badfinger, Cheap Trick, Hall & Oates, New York Dolls' first album, Patti Smith Group, Psychedelic Furs, and one of my favorite records by XTC was produced by Todd Rundgren, the Skylarking record. And, of course, his own records are Something Anything, Hermit of Mink Hollow, and the Runt records from the beginning, and all those Utopia records. So he's done all these records for other people and himself.
And what's the difference, do you think, between a Todd Rundgren production and a Todd Rundgren solo recording?
He actually told me, so that's a really good question, because that's the one I wanted to ask him too. And he said, when he produces another artist, his job is mainly subtractive, in that a band will come in with too many parts, too many things, the soloist is playing too much, lead guitarist usually, and he'll say, okay, you know, cut it out, get down to the song, work on the lyrics, scrub this down, blah, blah, blah. And for himself, because he's recording alone, he's additive. So he's subtractive for other artists. But because he's building tracks up, like oral sculpture, if you will, That's A-U-R-A-L. He will add and layer tracks. So that's adding. So it's really, he said it's additive for himself, subtractive for everyone else.
That sounds like Todd Rundgren. Additive, subtractive.
Yeah, he's a professor of rock.
And
sure.
This sounds like Todd Rundgren.
Thank you.
And we started that off, of course, with I Saw the Light from Todd's epic solo album, Something, Anything. We're talking Todd Rundgren with author Paul Myers, whose book, A Wizard, A True Star, is out now.